Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey guys, I'm super excited. Today I have with me somebody that I absolutely adore, and that is none other than Gabrielle Crumley. Gabby, I'm so excited you're here.
Thanks, Rachel. I'm so glad to be here.
Now, one of the things that's really neat about you is that you run in a totally different industry than I do. I'm going to say it in my Minnesotan accent and hopefully people can understand, but then I'll try to, maybe you'll translate for me. So you're a social media and marketing expert in egg business. That's not what it sounds like, right?
Typically ag is how we say it, but agriculture. Yeah.
Awesome. Now, how did you get involved in this industry?
So growing up, I had some family that was involved in ag, and I've been riding horses since I was a kid. So I was always around it. My family wasn't, I wasn't raised on a farm or a ranch or anything like that. So when I decided to go to college, I was trying to choose my major, and I ended up realizing that I was super passionate about agriculture and cattle, and I wanted to have a ranch of my own someday. So decided to go that route, moved out to Eastern Oregon, and went to Eastern Oregon University and got my degree in agriculture science. While I was in school, I worked at a ranch and then decided to do my master's in business at the same university. And anyways, as I was doing that, I knew I was passionate about agriculture, but through school, I became super passionate about just agriculture and the community in general. And I saw that there was a big need for the industry as a whole to get online and to start sharing their stories and, you know, getting knowledge out there. There's a big disconnect in between people and where their food comes from. A lot of people don't understand how food's produced, where their food comes from. So it was just kind of a process of going through school and realizing that there was this gap. And then as I was going through my master's program in business, started to learn about marketing and just see the holes. And that's kind of how I got into the online marketing space. And then I just married the two between agriculture and business to now do what I do today.
I love that so much. And not only are you an expert in social media marketing, email for the egg business, you're also a cattle producer. Tell me just a little bit about that, because that's crazy to me. You know, I've always been super fascinated in what you do with your cattle. So go ahead and share a little.
Yeah, definitely. So about 2.5 years ago, we bought our cattle. We started out our herd. And like I had said, when I was in school, I did a lot of focus on animal science, worked at a ranch. And it's a lot easier when you're learning about it in school and when you're working with somebody else that already has an established place. So we're like, oh yeah, it'll be great. We've learned a ton. It's been so much work. It's so rewarding, but it's just different when it's your own cattle. It's, you know, you're starting out for the first time. And so that's been really fun for us, especially starting out so small, because we've had to get creative with how to make it work. Because yeah, you know, if you're established or you're taking over a family ranch, there's different things that you are going to face, but it's just a totally different ball game. And so for us, we had to get really creative, and that's where we came up with the idea of our business now that's Beef Box. And we finish out all of our steers. We do a grass-fed program, and then have our meat USDA certified, and we ship it all out directly from the ranch. So the meat only leaves our ranch to go be processed and then comes right back here, and we ship it all over the country. And so that has helped us to be able to significantly increase our profit margins and actually make a small herd make sense.
That is seriously so cool. And I love the fact that you do practice what you preach with your clients as well. Now, let's talk a little bit about the egg industry, because I know that it's an industry that hasn't fully understood or been able to leverage fully the power of social media and digital marketing. What do you kind of see as like the big mistakes inside of the egg industry when it comes to marketing right now?
I think one of the main things that I see, and this has been changing in recent years, but most ag businesses don't value social media. If they do, you know, they're just throwing up posts, or they have, you know, an intern or somebody on their team just kind of take it over for a short period of time, and they don't invest a strategy, they don't create a plan, and they don't really know what they want to get out of it. They kind of are getting to the point where they're like, okay, I should have social media, so we throw up some posts every once in a while, but we don't think it's going to give us any type of return. They don't approach it with a strategy or a, you know, clear plan in mind. And so, as you know, the first step is, of course, to realize that they need to use it. And a lot of them are getting there, but now the next step is to be using it with intention and purpose.
That's so good. Now, you know firsthand that social media is incredibly viable for ag businesses. Do you want to share with everyone listening, because I think this is fascinating, some of the wins that you've had for your clients in the ag business?
Yeah, definitely. A while back, I was working with an ag tech company, and they had basically online interface that people could sign up to use. They had a free version and a paid version. And so when I started working with them, they were just starting out, just launching this. Their social media was brand new, had really not been used much. So we used Facebook ads and organic social media. So we were on Facebook and Twitter. And what we did was, through educational content and, you know, really getting their offers out there, we were able to generate 560 new customers for them in the course of, I think it was about three to four months, which was crazy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was super cool. And then another client, I was able to, in a year, we went from 100,000 to 300,000 in revenue, which again was super cool.
Wow. That's insane. I mean, most companies are happy with 10 to 20% growth year over year. Being able to grow by, gosh, like hundreds of percents over the course of a year, that's incredibly powerful. And what were the platforms that you used for that process?
Yeah, so for that one, we were using Facebook, Instagram, email marketing, and then Facebook ads as well. And a lot of that growth, it was kind of, honestly, everything was playing off of each other. What really accelerated it was our Facebook and email strategy, but the foundation was really that organic social. So it all played together so nicely and was able to help us achieve that goal.
So good. So good. Now, I know some people might be wondering, like, what kind of growth is possible? Do you see the future of egg continuing to work on social media? Do you feel like it's just barely hit its potential? Tell me a little bit about your thoughts on social media and digital marketing in your industry.
Yeah, I think right now we're really still at the brink. Ag is a little bit further behind everybody else. And so the companies that are currently utilizing social media really well are excelling, and they're doing really, really well as a result. So I really think we're kind of still in this early adopter phase, to where over the next few years, things are really going to explode for those companies that choose to invest in it right now. And really, like I was saying before, you know, implement a clear strategy moving forward.
I so agree with this. And for those of you guys listening right now, as you've probably noticed, even in 2020, the importance of having an online strategy has become absolutely paramount. And not only that, but the benefits that are available to early adopters, I've experienced those in my business. I've seen other businesses absolutely thrive and become new category kings just by adopting something that is in early adoption. And for the ag industry, I love that it's in early adoption, even though many other industries are well past that point, which is really cool. So that means they get to learn from what has worked, what hasn't worked, and kind of see, okay, we know exactly what we want to do from here. Now, you have an awesome case study for anyone who's listening to this. I know you guys are going to want to learn more about exactly what Gabby does. What is this? Tell me a little bit about this case study.
Yeah, so this case study is based on what I mentioned earlier. So it's for that ag tech company that we were able to grow from, you know, they were just starting out taking their social media and utilizing Facebook advertising to generate that 560 new customers for them in just the course of, I think it was anywhere between 3 to 4 months, it'll say in the case study.
So, that's awesome.
Yeah.
We have linked to that either above this video, beneath this video, or at rachelpeterson.com/podcast in the show notes. Gabby, thank you so much for joining me today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, Rachel.
I know everyone in the egg industry is going to be so happy that they listened to this, because this is one of those moments you want to take note and start to implement your social media strategy. I can guarantee you personally, 5 years from now, you will be so happy that you did. I will catch you guys in the next episode. Bye for now.